Okay. Let's just finish up Beis, and then we'll start. We're up at Ikat Amri. So there was a stira between the Rav Chisda and the Braisa regarding whether the chatul, the cat, whatever this means, releases venom upon clawing somebody. Because we know for a scientific fact, we know they don't release venom. So Rav Slipkin actually, he sent me an email yesterday, and he actually put it on his post. He said that he called it this. It may not necessarily be venom, but sometimes because these animals attack with their claws, so there's this decaying and rotting meat on their claws, and maybe that infection that goes in there. Yeah, but the only problem is, Rav Slipkin says the problem is with that is it only with the fox, because the wolf, it attacks with the teeth. It's not known to attack. The wolf is similar to a dog, and the reason why a dog doesn't have it is because it doesn't have these claws, and the same families. They have to work it out. Anyway, so Rav Chisda said that there is reason for the chatul, and the Braisa that says that there isn't. So the Ikat Amri Hamani, the Braisa that holds that there's no drisha for a chatul for a cat, and obviously the cat would only be on the smaller animals. Right, Berebigi, that's the sheet of Berebi, who says that if the case of there's no third party trying to save the victim, the chatul does not release its venom. The Sanyam is the following price. Berebi Yomir, Berebi said, Lo Amri Yish Drusha, when does it the cat has the Rusa El the Makhon Sheish Matzilin? Only if the bird or the Gedi that's being assaulted has Matzilin, so that causes the attacker to get more angry and release its venom. Avavamakhon Sheish Ain Matzilin Ain Drusha. But there's no matzilin, there is no drusa. Therefore, the Braisa is talking about a case of matzilin, and it's going according to the shita of... The Braisa is talking about a case with his in matzilin, going according to the shita of Rebbe. Whereas Rav Chisda is going to hold that it doesn't hold that Braisa. There's always drusa. The Gemara says, if there's no third party looking to save the victim, there is no drusa. He had his chicken. Now they were in the house of Kahana. They run. The cat was running after it. But all the Idrula ran to the room, the Iskadasha Ba'ape, and it closed the door behind it. Umachil Dasha Ba'sikupe, and the cat hit the door with its paw. Bishtachala Hamisha Kurte Dama, and they found five drips of blood from its fingers. So you see that there was no third party saving it, and yet the cat released venom in attacking the chicken. So Gemara says, Hatzalas Asma Nami Katzalachem, that we're trying to save yourself. Is considered like saving, so I guess the only way that the cat would not release venom would be if sort of a sneak attack. If the victim wasn't running away or trying to save himself, only if he does it in a way that the victim doesn't know. Okay. So, Boimei Rav Kahana Mei Rav. Rav Kahana asked the following question of Rav. Okay. We're going to bring now a bunch of. This is very cryptic, and then the Gemara is going to answer what he's talking about. So, first he asked, Yesh Drusim Lechatzul? Is there considered a drisa, whatever it means, is considered drisa to make the victim's trefa for a cat? Oh, ain't drisa l'chatzul, or there is none. So the Rav answered, ach l'chulda yesh drusa, even for the weasel, which is smaller than the chatzul that has drusa. Then he asked, which is not what he asked. He asked about a cat. He asked him about a chulda. Then he asked, yesh drusa. Sorry, then he said, yesh drusa l'chulda, oh, ain't drusa l'chulda. Is there drusa for chulda or not? What do you mean? He just said there is drusa for chulda. So what's going on here? So he says, Amalei aplikatul ain drusa. Even for the cat, there is no drusa. Again, not seemingly answering what he asked. Then the third question was, the katul ulchulda yishlan drusa or inland drusa? What about the cat and the chulda? Do they have drusa or not? So Amalei, he answered them, the katul yes, the chulda no. The katul yesh drusa, the chulda ain drusa. So clearly, we're missing with part of the conversation. So the Gemara answers, below kasha, even though they seem to be so serious, the words Rav's answers to the so serious, so there is no stira. The first question where Rav Kahana asked, does the cat have drusa? And he says, not only does the cat have drusa, the chulda has the drusa. That's talking about opos. That's talking about if the prey are birds, then even the chulda has drusa. And then he asks, not only does the weasel not have drusa, even the cat does not have drusa. That's the imre rabbeve. That's a big sheep. The big sheep, so these small animals do not have the ability to inflict the drusa wound to the prey. And ha the armor lay the chatul yesh drusa chulda ain drusa. And where the split, where the cat has drusa, but the chulda does not have drusa, that's b'gadayim u'tlayim. That's with these calves, these kids, and these sheep. That they're small enough that the cat has an impact, but the chulda would not have an impact. Okay. We mentioned before in the Mishnah, the drusas hanetz va'op hadak, that I think the nates is defined as the sort of fork. So the drusas hanetz is can create a drusa for a thin bird, and drusas hagas va'op hagas. And the drusa hagas, whatever it is, a larger bird of prey with the op hagas. So boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks the following question. Shar opos tameim. All other non-kosher birds, right, other than the nates and the gas, Yeshlan drusa, Einlan drusa, do they have the ability to inflict the drusa wound or not? So Tosas points out, the important Tosas points out that this drusa that we're talking about is not the drusa that we're going to see later on in the parak and the afternoon test regarding a simon of non-kosher birds. Because we know one of the simon of non-kosher birds is whether it's a bird of prey. So he's saying, no, all these non-kosher birds have the simon of being a drusa. The shaila here is whether or not the attack that they have can inflict this aras, this poison, or whatever it is, to create a trefa. Create a trefa only via drusa. If it attacks and creates a nekev, that's a different simon of tarpus. So by Ravashi, sharo smein yeshu drusa elan drusa. So I'm going to reveal Ravashi. Reveal answer Ravashi. He avinun vav Rav Kahana. When I was in the basement of Rav Kahana, Amar he said sharo smein yeshu drusa. Other birds of prey, other non-kosher birds, they do have this ability to inflict the drusa wound. So, yes, wait a second. So they ask Rav Kahana, how can you say that other birds have drusa? Look at our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah specifies two birds. Who drusas hanates, but opadak. In a thin bird, it's only the nates. That the nates has drusa but opadak, but other birds would not have drusa by the opadak. The Gemara says, Gemara answers as follows. The fact that the Mishnah mentions drusas hanates, that's not to be my other opos. It's rather to teach us the chilik between the nates and the other opos. Drusas hanates, the drusa of this nate. I don't know how he translates it. He translates the nate or what is it? The nate. Yeah, a hawk. That's why. Okay. Right. So drusa hanate bitigavase. It can inflict the drusa wound even on a bird of its size. The inach and all other birds vidizutrovinayu can only inflict the drusa wound on birds that are smaller than it. Or the ikad army drusanates the rabiminate. The drusanates has such potential venom that it can even create the drusa wound on a bird that's larger than it. The inach, but other opos tameyim, their drusa is not considered drusa unless it's vidikavasayo, only on birds of its size. So it's not to exclude, it's to distinguish. Okay. Now we're going to learn about. So Amar Rav Kahana Mishmei Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Ein Drusa L'Shua. There is no drusa wound when it comes to the fox. It doesn't match with the behemoth. Of course, again, if you see that it's a penetrate, then you have another problem of Nikuva. You have to look at that. Here we're just talking about the drusa, talking about the scratch, so to speak. It doesn't penetrate, and we're worried about the point of Rashi, we're about the poison, whatever that means, inflicted coming into the body. So Ein Drusa L'Shua. So the Gemara says, Ein, is that really so? Rahaki also Rabdimi, when Rabdimi went there to came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar, he said, Maisa, there was a Maisa that happened, Vidaras Shual Rachel, the Mirchach of Esini. So a Shual attacked this lamb in the bathhouse of Esini, Ubam Masat Lechachachachamim, and the Shiloh came from Chamim, but Amru Yesh Drusa, they said there's a concept of Drusa, they traced off this Rachel. So how is it you see? They did assume that there was drusa wound to be inflicted by a fox. So Amar of Safra, Ahi Chasul Hava. No. That is talking about a cat. It's talking about a cat, and we said before that a cat has the concept of drusa, and it must be talking about a cat. I mean, the Rush points out that it must be talking about a small animal or a bird. That animal. The cat, we said, can only inflict wounds on the smaller animals. Also, there's a machlokas between the Rush and the Rav about when we say Ein Drusa L'Shual, does that mean there's no Drusa at all? Or maybe it can inflict the Drusa wound on birds. So the Rush says it can inflict it on the birds, but the Rashba says, no, Ein Drusa means there's no Drusa. I don't know how it plays the mice, how that necessarily works out. So the Ikad Army is somewhere the other way. Amar Afganish made Rav Shimi, Yish Drusa L'Shual. Maybe he said that there is a Drusa wound for Shual. More than Ein, is that true? Falki Yasa, Rav Dimi, does it have to flip the mice around? Right, Bahok, Yasar of Dimi, Amar Maisa Bizar, Shual, Rachel, Bemerachat, Rabishoni, Obama, Maisa, Kami, Amar, Ein Drusa, there is no Drusa, or Safra, who Kalapaba. No, that wasn't a fox, that was a dog. dog for sure does not inflict the drusa. Okay. Right. The Rashba is the one who points out that it must be here that they knew that the mice took place with a very small lamb or sheep, because once the Gemara answers and talking about a cat, the cat only has drusa with the behemoth that's daka, very thin, small animal. So they must have known that here that we're talking about a very small animal. Okay? So now, Amar of Yosef, Nakinon, we have a Masorah. Rashi says it's a Masorah Re'ab Hasenus, that ain't Drusla Kelev, meaning the Kelev that, like it scratches, cannot match the behemoth of the oak because it doesn't have this poison. Even a big Kelev, Miri points out. No, there's no Kelev. The Orf Shulchan has a suffix about different types of dogs. We'll leave it Pasha, that means the dog does not have the ability to create a Drusla wound. Okay, so Amar Abaye says, Nakinon, it's a Masorah, ain't Drusla Elabiyad. The drusa wound can only be afflicted from the front legs, from the front paws, lafuki rega, but not the hind legs. The hind legs do not have the ability to inflict this wound. Below, okay? And also, ain drusa elebitsiporin. The drusa wound can only be afflicted with the nails, I think it means with the actual claws, lafuki shane, as opposed to the teeth. It cannot be inflicted via the teeth, which is what I mentioned before, which seems to have it work out, because the zoologist say that when it comes to the wolf, the wound is inflicted via the mouth. They don't attack. They don't attack with the paw. I don't know if true or not. I think that one for it. I don't think that's right. So ain drusa ella b'tzipor nafuke shein the low, which does not inflict the drusa wound. And ain drusa ella midas. The only way you can have drusa is if the attack took place with the knowledge or the forethought of the animal. Nafuke shalom midas. But nafuke shalom midas. What shalom midas? Rashi says the cave on the shalom midas nafal. It fell onto the prey. They just got thrown off the roof, Rashi says. It fell off the roof with its paws into the animal. That's not considered a drusa. But somehow, the poison is only released via some psychology of the animal, knowing that it's attacking. It doesn't know if it's attacking, it can't release or won't release that poison. And then it says, ain drusa ela mikayim. The drusa wound can only be inflicted if the attacker is alive at the time of the drusa. Lafuki lachramisa. Lafuki, but the answer case would be, Rashi says, Kasaka daito shiv nisa ari, alacharkach nafal behemah. It died and then it fell onto the animal. You just said, Omri hashto shalom midas is no good. Right? Amarto lo. Lachramisa mi poison. It's the same case. If when he's alive he falls onto the animal, it's not considered a drusa. If he's dead and falls onto the animal, it's not post case, not considered a drusa. So what's the case? The case we're talking about is the Doris. Okay, so the animal's alive. It takes its paw. It goes into the prey. And before it removes its paw or its nails from the prey, Haskuli Yode. It chopped off its hand. Or, I mean, others say the Rashba brings the gear so that it was killed. Either way, it's somehow separated from its paw before it pulls the paw out from the animal. So mal the tamer, you would have thought bahadi the darish shadi zihire, that it releases the poison at the time that it enters or it begins to inflict the wound. Mashmalon bahadi the shell of shadi zihire. Now this RS goes into the animal upon when the paw is being removed, but at the time the paw is being removed here, the animal's dead or it's stopped off, so therefore it doesn't release. That's the case of La'achamisa. So La'achamisa, according to my Omer, who said that it just popped off, must be La'achamisa of the whip, because the animal's not dead. Literally, La'achamisa is after death. You can interpret after death and after death of the limb. Okay. Right, so the Rashba actually is interesting. He says that the same din applies, that if, let's say there's drisa, the animal is being attacked, so instead of waiting for the animal to pull out, you shef the prey at that moment. Prey is shafted before the paw is removed. Rashba says that's tough. Because the animal was dead before it became a drusa, and it ain't drusa after misa, and it should be kosher. That's what the Rashba says. Right, he says it brings down Tosos also. Right? Maybe not. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Barhuna Amar Rav. Okay, following case. Ari, a lion, which we said can really get all the big animals, right? Harisha Nifnas Labena Shvarim. It went to a herd of oxen. Okay? Vinimsa, and you look around, Vinimsa Tzipurin Begavo Shal Ephem Mehen. You find a nail embedded in the back of one of the oxen. So Ein Choshen Shema Arid Rosh. We're not Choshesh that the Ari, that the lion, inflicted a gruesome wound on this animal. Why? Why not? You see the nail in the back. Isn't that a big ray of salt? Because I think the answer is partial, because we just said that if it's separated, it doesn't inflict the wound. So here the nail came off. But maybe you say it doesn't inflict the wound if the hand comes off, not about the nail. So the Gemara asked a different answer. Says, my time, what's the reason we're not focused with Jerusalem here? Because he says, follows. Let's do a cheshbon. Rov Arayas Dorsen. Most lions, I'm going to learn the point the way Rabbeinu Tam says, most lions have the ability to do Jerusalem. Others say that it means Rov Arayas Dorsen. Most lions actually do Jerusalem. Rov Arayas Dorsen. Umayutam Ein Dorsen. And Amiyah do not do Jerusalem. So that would seem to weigh in the person who saw that there was Jerusalem over here. The Kol HaDoris Ein Tzipor Nishmetes. But we know that when a lion attacks, it doesn't lose its finger, it doesn't lose its nails in the back of the animal. Right? Ein Tzipor Nishmetes. Vizos, then this behavior, and this animal, Hoel V'tzipor Nishmetes Lo V'gavo, since we see that the nail is embedded in its back, Einmar, let's say, V'kosel Nishmetes. It must be that the nail somehow was embedded in a wall, and then the ox rubbed its back on the wall, which brings us to Baba Kama Deen, the ox rubbing its back, which is called a chain, I think, and the wall falls down. So, Amar Bikot on the Skatech, and that's how the nail got embedded in the oxen's back, right? Right, the Tosos asked, Im Tomar, people in Timson Lomar, the Tsiporans and Machmas, people also, Mikom Machmas, people Shar Shmar, which Amar Tsipor, and Hailan Lafash. Came to Rovarai Shabin Ashvarim Dorsen. You just said that Rovarai is Dorsen. Okay, so this one that has the nail in the back will say that that's the case in the wall. Well, the lion went into the herd. Let's say Rovarai is our Dorsen. So all these Shvarim should be stuff in Jerusalem. He checked them all. Postal says. So that's why he answers, right? He says, so Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hakka Perushu, Rovarai is Dorsen, Klomar Ru'uyin Lidros. They have the ability, the capacity to do Jerusa. Shehein Brian Vidorsin, Umiutan Kolin, and a small amount of them are sick, the Ain Dorsin. The Rob Arayos are Dorsin Shehein Brian, and most lions who do Jerusa when they are healthy, Ain Tzipor Nishmetes Mehen, and the Tzipor does not typically run out to leave them. Vizo Hol, the Tzipor Nishmetes Lo Agabo, and this ox, where the Tzipor is in its back, Mistama Hai Orech Kolohu, the Lo Machmas Drusa Ba Tzipor and Zelikan, Eleva Kolta Nishmetes. It must be that the animal that was here was a sick animal. That's why the nail fell off. That's where Rabbeinu Tam answered the suffix. I like learning that way because I think it's possible to be strong. Next case, the Nakhmesh, the Marshal Adarab. Wait a second. You think that maybe came from the wall, but let's say the following. Rosh Barim is Hakim. Most oxen rub their backs against the wall to scratch themselves. Well, the Yutan aim is Hakim. Only the Miyut are not. But this is the coolly one, the rope says he did scratch himself. The Kohan is Hakim, anti Cornish Everslope. You never find, typically, where you rub your back on the wall and you're going to find a lined fingernail embedded into your back. It doesn't typically happen, right? The Zeh, hold the Tzipor Nishmetes Lagabo, now that you have a nail in its back, Ema Aridroso. Say it didn't come from the wall, it came from a healthy lion that attacked it. So the Gemara says, right, Ikla Nehmer Hockey, Ikla Nehmer Hockey, since you can learn either way in the suffix, what we can do? Oki Milsa Feske. We'll do it on the original Chazaka, and Havile. Suffix Jerusalem. So therefore what happens is you have a suffix Jerusalem. I don't know, if you put on the chazakah is that the chazakah is that an animal is usher, but it's usher because of Abram and Athai. But the chazakah here would should say that the animal is not a Jerusalem. The Gemara says, if it turns into a suffix Jerusalem for Rav Tameh, and the sheep that's going point to Rav, who holds Ein Choshem, the suffix Jerusalem. We don't choshes for a suffix Jerusalem. Right, so the Gemara mentioned that Behemoth Bechesed Isser Omedes, until you know that it was shechted. But over there, that's talking about the chazakah of Abram and Athai. But here, we're talking about the chazakah. There's never a chazakah that the behemoth is a treifa. Right? So you can't have a chazakah that the animal has is treif. Therefore, chazakah iser, there's no chazakah iser, rather it's a chazakah heter. So I don't know, if you have a chazakah heter, why are you saying it's a suffix? If we're putting it on the chazakah, so the chazakah is Chazaka now, so it's a chazaka, so they have a suffix? Right. So let's say so what chazaka means, one of two things in London, but it means we view this animal as if it was in the previous state. say it's a suffix rooster. Okay. The Bach asks, why is it considered a suffix rooster? The Bach asks. The Bach in your day at Simon and Zion Simon Tethayin. He says it's pashut that there's no ish in this case, because the Gemara mentioned before that the Doris cannot be inflict its wound. It only inflicts the wound only when it removes its hands with the nail. And here the nail, the question we asked before, the nail's embedded in the ox means that there was no poison injected. Why not? No, but the Gemara said the poison is only released when you remove the paw. When he removed the paw, the nail was stuck in there. That's the case we said before, that it was chopped off. So the Bach gives three answers. Number one, you can say maybe it was Doris supposed to Doris. He says it was only, it went in once and pulled out. Maybe it went once, twice, and the third time it pulled out. It added. He says maybe it also did Drusa with another hand, or with other fingernails on it. He says also that maybe, that's the question. Leave the animal. It come up today also. It can lead to issues. So it happens to be machlokas. The rabbi, we'll see soon when it comes to these birds, where there may be a distinction between a herd and an individual animal. But enough now. So the Gemara then says, fine. The man, Abaye continues. Amar Abaye lo amaron. When do we say that we're not kosher for suffix rusa? Ella tziporin. That's if it's tziporin. Aval mikon tziporin kosher. But also, if you see the scratch, you see that you're kosher for. Okay. Tziporin nami, and now we say also that if there's a nail in there, we're not kosher. Lo amaron. When are we not kosher? Ella lacha. I think if you found the tziporin and it's moist, typically that doesn't fall off. But aval yevesha. But if you have it's a dry nail, that will typically fall off. So therefore, avda demishamta. It's a shui lishami from the lion. Therefore, you can assume that it did do a drisa. The lacha nami. And also, when are we not kosher when it's wet? Lo amaron el echad. Only if it's one nail that came off. About hardy class, but two or three nails come off. Kashinon, we focus the arum with Doritz, and there's not much except two or three nails stuck in the wall. We're assuming that it's in the body. Vuhu the kaima v'dorit sihufi. That's only if the nails that are embedded in the back of the shore, you can tell, I guess, to do a comparison, are nails like three nails in a row, two nails in a row. But not if they're different fingers that are separate. Then I guess we're not going to be postage. Okay. Itmar. Adamach locus amoroyim about suffix rusa. Rav Omar. Rav says, ain choshin a suffix rusa. We're not postage at all for a suffix rusa, which is what we just said before. Oshmuel Omar choshin a suffix rusa. But Shmuel says, we are postage for suffix rusa. So in the Rishonim, it says that when Shmuel, who's called on Rav, he's even been called in the case that we said with the Ari who came into the Shvarim. And even though there's a chazaka on the behemoth that it wasn't drusa beforehand, nevertheless, it holds that once you find the nail, we can be told it on the lion, and therefore it's drusa. The Rashba writes, according to Shmuel, who holds that we're supposed to suffer drusa, so in this case of where we found the nail embedded in the back of one of the shvarim, we have to be kosher even for the other shvarim. Because we have to be kosher, even for the other shvarim. The Gemara says, the kuli alma, everyone agrees. Suffik al suffik lo al. If we have a bunch of sfeikos over here, we have a suffik whether or not the lion went into the herd or whether it didn't. Right? Aim a lo al. We'll say it didn't. It didn't go. But now, it's the second sfeik. The second sfeik is maybe it was from the wall. What? We have the first suffix is the line go in, the line not go in. Even if the line went in, maybe the nail came out through the wall. Okay? Now, suffix kalva, and we have a suffix with that the animal that went in was a dog, which doesn't have a drusa, or suffix shunra, or it was a cat, so we don't know which one. Obviously, here we must be talking now about smaller animals, not shvara, because the cat not impact the large behemagasa. Aim a kalva. Let's say it's the caliph. Let's say it's the caliph, and it's not a drusa. Maybe kosher. Well, so, no, but I think the answer could be is because I can hear your question more with the lion. Because the lion, we say, can impact large animals. Like I say, the cat, the poison can't impact large animals, won't impact the human. Or when you cook the meat, maybe it's a. Well, because it's a lawful motion of steering, you can only eat an animal, it's not a trefa. It's not a question of what does it do to you. The animal's not kosher. If it has a hole in the Abu Masum, that's not going to affect me either. But the lawful motion of steering, that's the trefa. The animal they're going to allow to eat is one that doesn't have. No. Of course. The Rambam says that this is the only, the cat is the only one that may be actually explicitly in the Torah. Right? What does the prophet say? Farms in the field? That's the case. So he said this may actually be a more serious issue. Okay. But with the lion, you must say that it may inflict a poison. That poison only impacts the animal, and if you cook the meat or something like that, it wouldn't be a problem. You're right, Rambam. Something that that the Meshach Chachma has that was talking about the difference between the rice and the rabbanos and Tarka Shofar. He says a something the rice must cover. Why? It's like poison. You have something in front of you, you're not sure whether it's laced with arsenic or not, you're not going to eat it. Something the rabbanos doesn't have it. But here it's not that issue. The issue is on the animal, not necessarily on you. Okay. Now, all, let's say the animal, for a fact, went into the herd, right? All, the shasik the esu benayu. I just. Quiet, it didn't just say anything, it just lied down in front of them. Messianic period. Right? If we're fighting down with the animals, Amar will say, Shalom Shavi. They made peace. Some animals can live together, and therefore we're not gonna say that there's a druse over here. Okay? Cut the ratio of the Kaminayu. Let's say the lion went in and ripped off the head of one of the animals. That's it, we're done. We say the lion's done, it was anger, if you know Kamasa Shafah, he was gone, and that's it. Cut the ratio of the Kaminayu, not Mary Titay. It's now quiet, and you don't have to worry about all the other ones. They point out in the notes that it has to be that it only chopped off one of the heads. But let's say it killed others. Chopped off more than one, then you say it's a really angry animal. Like the okay? Right. And also, iu kame ave, let's say the lion is quiet. The inhu kame. Sorry, it's roaring. The inhu and these animals are also screaming. And maybe we still don't be coaches for the drusa, but we don't see anything happening. We'll just say, do the kamibayte. They're just all screaming at each other. What does that mean? Sort of like wailing at each other. I don't know. Keep pleading. So when's the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel? Right? All these both. The machlokes in Rav and Shmuel keep pleading. The iyu kashasik. The lion is quiet. The inu kamitarkra. And they are screaming. So Ma'ar Shmuel's going to hold that with the coaches for drusa. Because my sikabuhu. The lion did what it needed to do, and now it's quiet, and it's done. The Marsa, the Rav's going to hold that we don't have a charge drusa. Why are they screaming? Machlokes to say who the Ka'aba. They're scared. They don't know what the story of the lion is, so they're howling and everything like that. And therefore, but we don't have to be. But not they're not screaming because of any attack that took place. All right. This is a fundamental machlokes we've shown him as to whether or not when the Gemara says that we don't have to be kosher for the drusa in all these cases, does that mean the animal is mutter or we have to be bedikah? Still have to do a bedikah anyway afterwards? We say it's not a drusa. Maybe do a bedikah because we have to be worried about it. So the Ramban on the Beis and the Rashba, they bring in the name of the Bala Itur. He says that in these five instances of here with the Gemara mentions that Rav and Shmuel are more than we don't have to be kosher drusa, nevertheless, we call Malcolm, drink a bedikah. You have to check. But the Rashba himself, he is cholik, and he says that they do not need a bedikah. Says no charge. You do not need bedikah. Okay, Gemara continues. Amar and Meimar. A Meimar says Hilchasa. The halacha is kosher shin l'safek drusa. We pass it like Shmuel, which is interesting because usually by Yisrael Hetter we pass it like Rav. But here we pass it like Shmuel. We're kosher for safek drusa. So Amar le Ravashi the Meimar. So Ravashi asks a Meimar, "Hi, the Rav Mai. So what am I going to do about Rav?" The Gemara says Amar le lo shmili. I don't hear Rav. Meaning, Amar lo shmili. I don't hold like Rav. But some say maybe that's the reason why you can pass like Shmuel. Because whether you're passing like Rav against Shmuel is when there's no explicit quote in the Gemara who to pass like. Here was an actual quote, pass like Shmuel, so we can pass like Shmuel. Or the Evi same, or we can say, Hadu be Rav, the Gabbit Shmuel. Rav was closer and ended up holding like Shmuel. And that's why we pass like Shmuel. Because Rav ended up coming around to agree to Shmuel. How do we know? Dahu Sharpufa. There was like a basket filled with birds. The Suffolk Drusa. that there was, I guess, a hawk went in there, and all of them are suffix rusa, whether or not each one, which one, each one is suffix rusa. So also the kami derav, so they come from Rav, and Rav, who says suffix rusa, what does he do? He says it's not even matrin. Start to the kami derav, he sends it to Shmuel. And he knows what's going to happen with Shmuel, when Shmuel gets home. Shmuel holds suffix rusa is the kajina for him. So what does he do? So suddenly kami derav, Shmuel, what does Shmuel do? Shmuel takes a very extreme actions. Chan kinhu, he strangles all the birds, vishidanhu b'nahara, and then he throws them into the river. Gemara says, the Isak of Agdiflo other bay, and if you can see that Rav was not posed there, Lishrinhu, let him be master the birds. What's he sending them to Shmuel for? He holds that they're not mutter. The Gemara says, Elamai, other bay, so you think he was posed there? So why send them to Shmuel? Let him master them on the spot. What is he sent to Shmuel for? So Gemara answers, Ella, I'm going to do this Girsa, Ella, which is our Girsa, the Machos, the Girsa, and Rashi, Ella, Asher, the Shmuel, Habe. No, this Maisa took place in the Machos of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Moed Asher of that place. Shmuel is the one who has to make the psak, so it's not there of eretz for Rav to be matir in the makom of Shmuel. That's going. Our Girsa basically says that there's no raya that Rav was closer here, right? Because there is a raya that Rav was closer, and the only reason why he didn't himself say it's usher is because he didn't want to pass in the Shmuel shul, right? You don't want to walk into the shul and be a guest rabbi and start making psak in front of the moed asher. Okay. So the Mara asks, so Lamalei Limit, this goes to your question much before. Lamalei Limit and Kuba, why does he have to strangle them? Just throw them into the river the way they are and let them fly away. So he says, no, because Mafrafa and Masafa, because they're going to fly away and now they're going to go to other places and people are going to capture them and they're going to eat them, but they're all suffering gruesome. So, Bilash Inhu Shnei Sakodesh, hold on to them and wait 12 months to see if they consider to live after these 12 months. The Gemara says, Asi Behuli De Takala. Now, you're going to have Takala is going to come about from that. Rashi says, "Aydi dachali beituva." Since, but then look at Rashi's words. Make a deal. Since there are many of them, lo mati las huri buhuva. Also, the main problem is you can't watch all of them. One's going to go, and you're going to have a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch actually passes because he takes the word. The word was. The Hadam Yehi Tuva. So the Shulchan Aruch Pasmas, the Ordei of Simon and Zion, said, "What?" He said, "Im Rabim Heim Hanid Rasin Asher Lashos Shnei Chodesh Kedesh Neil Lo Yivoy Tefan." He says, "Only there are many, one or two, you can wait 12 months." However, the Ramah in Simon's Machmir, and he says, "Yesh Mahachan Afu Ba Ok Efach Lo Lashos Shnei Chodesh Kedesh Neil Lo Yivoy Tefan." Even for one, you have to be worried about the Kafala. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing based on the wording of Rashi. The Gemara is continuous. Why did he do this? Liz beninu lo bichaver. Just sell him to Goyim. He says, no, because also liz beninu yisrael. Because the Goyim may go around and sell it to a Jew. I say lich lichinu lishininu. So why did he throw him in the river? Just kill them and throw them in the garbage. Why did he throw them in the river? So right, lichinu lishininu v'ashva. So the tameh, according to you, lishininu lichaver. Just throw it to the door. Ain't a problem. The Gemara says ella lipesumi most yisura. He wanted to make a big piercing. He made it because he made his whole thing. When we threw it into the river, Rashi says, "If he also on the Hara, when it goes to the river, Avshem Milsetvei, it's more. It's a presumably the piercing over here more. But with Pisha Ofos Dakim Heim Umerubim, he says, why Rashi needs to ask, why can't he just check? We see before he can check the skin to see whether or not the poison went in. This is a reddish hue that comes about because of this poison." Rashi says, because the opus are very thin and there are many, lo yuchol lidokum lahatim b'vika, you can't do that b'vika, b'vnei ha-torach shemit b'echam ha-torach, you may make a mistake. Inami aydi dekolotim d'neitz lo ma'adim basim lo minkah b'davaz in nirali. Rashi's first shot is that because he's talking about where they were attacked by a hawk, and he says the hawk's venom does not make the simon in the animal, therefore you can't check. Okay. Next case. Hahu bar abza. I can get these geese. The Habe Bay Rav Ashi that were in the house of Rav Ashi were all Livani Kanya and it went into the reeds. Went into the reeds. The geese were flying around in northwood. Where it goes to the side, it goes into the reeds. Nafuk Asa Kimin Masmes Kobe Dima. When it came out from there, it had on its neck was filled with blood. So what's going on? So our Rav Ashi, Lo Amrinon. Did we not say before, Suffolk Kalba, Suffolk Shumra, Emer Kalba? We have a Suffolk of what happened. We're told that it's on the non-drusa aspect. But so too here, hachanami, suffek kanya, maybe he got cut by the reed. Some reeds can actually do shmita. So maybe he got cut by the reeds, suffek shunra, maybe there was a pack in there. Let's say, omer kanya mache, let's say he got hit by the reeds, it's not drusa. I guess you should check it to make sure they didn't do anything to the kanya deveshet. But let's just say that it's not considered a drusa. So amri b'nei rabchiya, how do you check a drusa? So amri b'nei rabchiya, drusa she amru. The Chacham said, right, that we have to be choshesh for the drusa. Like if a lion, right, or you attacked it or you saw it, but you don't see the drusa on the outside. You don't see it. I know for a fact that lion attacked this animal, but I don't see the drusa. So what do I do? What do I have to do? So tricha b'tika k'neged b'nei me'ayim. I need to check the b'nei me'ayim, which means the back, its stomach, its sides, any place that where opposite it, there are inside intestines or whatever, body parts on the inside. And if you find anywhere over there, I guess that the Rashi says, tricha b'tika, gaba kresa tzidah b'kosh neged b'nei me'ayim, and him eight head in sham basar, if the meat got red anywhere, zehu aris betrefa. That's the aris, that's the poison. It's on there. Shesofo lisrof achi nikoves b'nei ma'ayim. In the end, the aris is going in, it's going to burn it. Vim lohe dim basar sham ain't certain to look in lakam acher. But there's no red in any of these areas, not to check anywhere else. She ain't drusa elekin negev b'nei ma'ayim below mishra lakam acher. Because the only time the only time that the drusa creates a trefa is only in this area. A drusa on the leg will not create that soul. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Hod ben Chia, Kvar Pirsha Shmuel, Shmuel ready, they beat him to the punch. Damar Shmuel, Mishum Bechenim, Rabin and Tignos, Drusa Shah Amrut, Shah Lika, Tanaki, where? Ben Ema Ayin. That's what we need to check. So, Boy Yopa, Yopa has the following question. Yesh Drusa Simonim or Ain't Drusa Simonim? What about if it got attacked by, we know Rashi said it doesn't apply to the legs. Let's say you got attacked by the Simonim, by the Kanei and the Veshes. So, Amar Rav Zira, Had the Boy Ilfa, what Ilfa asked, Kvar Pirsha of Kana Barava. Rav Kana Barava already asked that question. And he answers, Amar Kana Barava, Amarav, Drusa Shah Amrut. When we have to be cautious with drusa, etzricha b'dika k'negev beis chalal kulo. It has to be the entire cavity of the animal has to be checked. V'afilu b'simanim. Neither the simanim require b'dika. So you see from here that there is drusa by the simanim. Boy, Yofa, another question. Not drusa, but talking about the simanim. Simanim shenidaldalu. Simanim that got removed or got separated from their place where they are attached to the body. Pikama. How much has to be detached in order for that to be considered a trefa? So Amr of Ziri had by Ilfa, but Ilfa asked, Bar Prisha Rabbi Barachana. Ilfa is always asking questions that people already asked before. Maybe didn't pay attention in class. But Rabbi Barachana already asked the question. Amr of Khan Amr Shmuel, Simonim Shinit Adalu Berubon. If Rov is separated from the Makom Kibur, that is considered a trefa. Bayi Rab Ami. So now another question about meat that rotted. An animal got attacked, and right? I guess the hema was sort of attacked, let's say, on its legs, not by the chalo. So in this case, it's not going to be a tray for machmas drusa. But after a while, we see that the meat rotted. Okay, it starts to decay. This goes, may play into what we said before, originally, that maybe we're talking about here is an actual like infection that's imparted into the animal. So is that considered a tray for or not? So Rav Zera answers the suffix. Rav Zera says, "I'm Rav Zera. How did Rav Ami? What Rav Ami answered? Far Pesha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda already answered that question. Derm Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Bidrusa. When it's a drusa, how many of the behemoth of the trace? When it comes to drusa, it's ad sheyadim habasar kineged bnei mayim. We mentioned before that the reddish has to come out in the bnei hamayim. In this masay, so that the meat became, I guess, rotted. Rowan also kiu eno. What we do is we remove the part that is rotting, and if removal of that part, body part, would have created a trefa. In any case, then this is a trefa. In other words, the rotted limb is viewed as if it's not there. Now, what would be if this limb wasn't there? Trefa or not? Yes, trefa. No, not trefa. Okay. Rowan also keilu eno. So hechi dami nismas meis. What is considered nismas meis? What's considered rotting? Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, kol sharufik gordo umamido abasar chai. I think it means that if the doctor would rub its hands, or someone has to cut it off until they get the live meat. If it's fully infected, you have to sort of like, you have an infection, you kind of dig it out to get the raw meat. You have to dig out the infection. That's considered this masmi. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Ki Havinan Ve Rav Kahana, when I was in the house or the basement of Rav Kahana, I do Kaman Hahi Reya, a lung came before us to see how they most we love, when you would just leave it standing, Yosef Shafir, the Ki Havu Madule, but I guess when you would pick it up, that's the Girsa. What? Right, have a talcho benacho tilki tilki. I guess it would fall. It would separate into different pieces. V'tarfinolein, we said it was possible. Why? Because it's considered rotted meat. It can't stand up. It's falling apart. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says as follows. If the animal was hit, the coat, with a thorn, it's kosher. Ad shetinokei v'cholov. So long as the coat, the thorn, does not enter the cavity of the animal. But once it enters the cavity, we have to say that maybe it nicked one of the internal organs as a trefa. And he also says, midrusa, when does it become usher if there's a drusa? It's mishiyadin basak negrimayim. The animal has to get, or the red has to come out through the opposite the b'nei me'ayim. Razvin must be healthy. Razvin learned as follows, midrusa, mishiyadin basak negrimayim. It is definitely a trefa when the basar becomes red near the b'nei me'ayim. B'simanim, when they call in the veshas, ad shedimilu simanim atzmin. The only way that you can check the simanim is get the shekha seeds. The simanim themselves are red. You can't check the meat outside the simanim. Post by the name I am, check the meat outside the simanim. Okay, we'll stop here.